Here we have our meat slicer, the blenders that we usually use.
Jason Johnson gives me a tour around the vast kitchen that is home to Liberty's Kitchen, the cafe, catering business, and youth development program that provides hands-on food service training to vulnerable New Orleans youth.
Here is where we usually have catering prep.
Johnson is totally at home in this kitchen, where about 20 people slice and simmer and fold sausage bites into triangles of puff pastry dough. In a few hours, Johnson will be graduating from Liberty's Kitchen. It's been 16 weeks. First, there was back-of-the-house training. And for those of you who've never worked in a restaurant, that essentially means the kitchen, where
we've learned how to handle certain knives so we don't cut ourselves or hurt somebody in a process.
Sean Neusetter is 6 weeks into the program and was juicing a crate of lemons. After back-of-the-house comes front-of-the-house, where participants learn cafe skills like serving food and customer service. After that, says Tashina Butler, or Chef T, her students work on career readiness.
It's where they learn how to fill out resumes, learn how to go on job interviews, do cover letters, and learn how to be professional.
Finally is the externship, where everything learned at Liberty's Kitchen is put into practice at another restaurant. Chandra Allen had her externship at Bittersweet Confections.
I never thought I would actually enjoy being in the front of house so much. Interacting with people, I never knew it.
Allen is 21 and a few hours away from graduation. For her, the program at Liberty's Kitchen was a tremendous help in much more than kitchen skills.
Well, I was a self-isolator, so I wasn't very talkative or anything, and I enjoyed being by myself. But when I got here, I actually started relying more on my co-workers and my fellow students. And then it helped me progress for my externship because I'm actually able to ask for help more often, which I wasn't able to do, and just interact more.
After graduating from high school, Allen went to college for a year, but then quit because she couldn't afford it. This program, she says, is helping her prepare for what she wants to do in life, cook.
They give us a support system that actually helped build us up, and they give you their critiques. They don't beat around the bush, but they don't give it to you where you take it badly. They give it just right to where you understand and able to make the changes you need.
And let's go and get some rolls out the freezer, and we'll get some rolls baked off. And then we'll, by that time, hopefully it'll be time to put the noodles in the boil.
Tashina Butler, right, or Chef T, hustles her students around the kitchen as they prepare the graduation meal they've chosen. Cajun Cobb salad, macaroni and cheese, and fruit salad. Chef T says her students work hard to get to this point. Many don't make it to graduation. So for those that do, this is a proud day.
There needs to be a dozen more programs like this. And even then, I'm not sure it would fill the need. So anything that's positive, anything that's going to put them on a path to self-sufficiency and enlightenment, is a good thing.
Learn more about Liberty's Kitchen at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.